ever notice how you come across somebody once in a while that you shouldn't have fucked with? That's me.
My tulips! You dick.
Ain't you them kids that have been whacking off in my tool shed?
Dude, there is an epidemic of gold-digging whores in this country.
Yeah, Mr. White. Yes, science.
They trying to tell us that deep inside, we all wants to be white.
Well, isn't that true?
In Gaffney, we had our own brand of diplomacy. Shake with your right hand, but hold a rock in your left.
Because you look like Freddy Krueger face fucking topographical map of Utah.
So what do you think about homies over homies?
Is that something at Denny's?
Victims. Aren't we all?
Tell you what, how about I give you three good pictures? If you get one, I'll answer your question.
Where?
Right there is good.
You got a bat?
Of course I got a bat. What do you think, I'm a fag?
Disappointed!
Hello!
Jesus Christ.
Welcome to Comic Can Koozie. I took Taylor's shit.
Yeah, you did. Welcome to this week's edition of Comic Can Koozie, your weekly podcast of geeky garbage, nerdy, niche nerdiness, and geeky garbage. And
I thought you were going to have that.
Kitschy
like,
comedy. I didn't have my card on me.
Oh, loser.
God damn it.
Know it by heart. By now.
My name is Cole Wise. With me is...
As always, Elijah Kirby.
Well, sometimes you're
and
not
who's
here.
Who's this guy over here?
I'm Taylor.
Taylor
Billings. There you go. What a great week it's been.
Yeah?
It was a fun week. We hit up the river a couple times, so...
Nice.
Dipped the old ball sack in the water. I had to explain to Deanne that there might be a turtle down there.
Mm-hmm.
Just needs to poke out.
Yeah.
You know? It gets really cold though. I mean, it's a fucking cold river, man.
Where'd you go? Where'd you go by the river?
It was refreshing. Oh, we went to Hoag Island.
So just so you know, if you're going to Hoag Island, there might be a turtle in the lake.
There could be. This one guy was out there, and he's like, "Hey, man, could you grab my bucket? Because he let his bucket go or something."
So I had to
go out there. It got really deep, and the current was really fast. I'm like, this is a plastic bucket, and if I die for this, it'd be really dumb.
Yeah, that would be dumb.
Did you know the dude?
No.
Well, then why the fuck are you helping strangers?
Because, you know, just be a helpful guy.
Fuck that guy. You don't know him.
Taylor could have been in the Obits this week.
I could have been.
What kind of a podcast would that be like?
Oh, boy.
We'd have to do it at my house.
Yeah. But, it's not so hot down there. So
that's true.
There would be an upside.
There would be.
Yeah, it's been 100, like, every day.
Yeah, this week
and
is bullshit.
Next week.
Hey, you should see all the shit coming off of my shoulders. This is awesome. I'm peeling like a motherfucker.
Oh, gross. I don't want to see this. All right, he's taking his shirt off.
Ew.
You look like Freddy Krueger in the shoulders.
Face fucked a topographical back. Utah.
Yeah, dude. I'm
peeling. Sunscreen. Yes or no?
That's from last week when I sunburned
I know, but like...
I was wearing sunscreen. I put it on three times that day. I still got that fucking sunburn where I'm still peeling today.
Wow.
Yeah.
Remember the other week when you thought that I thought Taylor was like the black guy?
Yeah.
No, I thought Taylor was the waiter. I actually thought you were the black guy.
Oh, yeah.
It makes sense.
It does. I was like, oh, my friends are here.
All my friends are here. So other than that, we dipped our balls and we peeled some skin. That's about it for the week.
Yeah.
We got some news, though, huh?
I got some news.
Yeah.
Like one piece of news.
I got lots of news.
I think you go first after we do our little intro.
The Comic Can Koozie News Team with Taylor Billings.
No, you can pound it. You can pound it all you want. Pound it all day long.
Elijah Kirby.
I kind of picture, I guess I had this image in my head where all the zombies come in and they start eating that dude's balls, like, right away.
And Cole Wise on sports.
I'm just going to tell y'all, if you're golfing at Riverwood on hole 9, there's a bunch of dog shit on the fucking hole.
Fight over Star Wars and Star Trek led to an assault with a knife.
Awesome.
In Oklahoma.
Who won?
We don't know.
Star Wars.
Well,
Star
see, I'm not
Trek,
sure because it got heated. These guys were getting really pissed off at each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then as the one man walked away, he called him a trick. I'm guessing maybe he meant a trek.
Now, a Trekkie?
A trick is like a fucking prostitute.
No, a trick is a John, I think.
A toilet?
Oh, the person who hires.
A trick.
What the fuck?
Because when you go out and work on the corner running tricks, that's what the fuck just happened here.
This is taking a phone call, I guess. But I don't know. I wasn't sure. So yeah, he calls him that. He calls him a trick, and then it led to a choking the guy and poking a knife at him. And it's like, what the hell?
It could be something else. I might have to check Urban Dictionary.
What trick is?
Yeah.
I did check out what Fromunda cheese was. Not cheese whiz. Fromunda cheese whiz.
I'm still waiting for Smegma.
Dude, it's coming. I'm telling you.
All right, so I got one. Wizard World has canceled upcoming events in Orlando and Albuquerque this summer. It's the third year in a row they've canceled their Comic-Con.
Is that because it's too hot?
In Albuquerque, and people from Albuquerque are fucking pissed. But they plan on doubling the amount of events next year, so hopefully we can go to one somewhere outside of Minneapolis next year.
Wait. I'm confused, because wasn't it last year they were
last year they like canceled
a bunch,
and next year, well, they're under new management now.
This year they canceled a few, but next year they want to double it.
So like instead of 17 events, they want to do about 35, right around 35.
Why?
Because they're under new management and they think they can do it better.
This is strange to me because Deanne really wanted to hit the one in Chicago because we're planning on taking a trip September, October-ish. And I saw that some of the kids from Stranger Things were going to be there. I thought, oh, that'd be awesome. She said, don't bother. They're already sold out. Their tickets are already sold out. I'm like, what?
Huh.
Really?
I'm like, I thought Wizard World was struggling.
I thought Wizard World didn't do well in Chicago. I thought that it was just the Chicago Comic-Con out there. It was kicking ass out there.
No, that's what I thought. I was a little irritated. I'm like, well, I'd like to meet those kids. But I guess I can't.
That's fucking weird. I wouldn't announce that on TV or on radio.
Right.
What the fuck? Why would we play this?
Well, guess who was arrested yet again?
Oh, I wonder who? Now
it's dark. Shia LaBeouf!
Oh, was it Megan Fox?
No, it was Shia LaBeouf for,
you know, the cannibal.
This orderly conduct.
Okay.
I guess he was drinking and having a good time.
Oh, good for him.
Asked the dude for a cigarette, and the guy said no. Why? If Shia LaBeouf came up to you and asked for a cigarette, would you give him one?
Yeah, even if I didn't have one, I'd pull one out of my ass. I'd be like, here you go.
No, let me go get one for you, sir.
Right.
Yeah, so this guy's like, fuck you. I'm not giving you a cigarette. Shia gets disorderly, starts swearing, cussing up a storm in front of children. It was somewhere in Georgia, I think.
Okay.
Because I thought it was weird that they mentioned...
He was filming something?
He might have been, but I thought it was funny that the article had mentioned that it was in front of women and children. So I'm like, it had to be in the South.
Huh.
Like, you don't do that in front of women and children in the South, I guess. It's a big no-no.
Right.
So police show up. He resists arrest, runs across the street to his hotel, and then gets arrested there. That was pretty awesome.
So he went and locked himself in his room child?
He tried to, but he got arrested in the lobby of the hotel.
He's like a kid who was going to try to go and fucking hide in his room.
I wonder if he's on other stuff besides booze, or if he's that guy who, like, every time he drinks, he's just violent and on fucking edge. I hate those guys.
Well, what's the point, then? Why even do it?
Right, exactly.
If you can't handle it, I'd be like, hey, I can't do this.
Isn't the point to kind of relax and chill out and have a good time? Like, if you just get all fucking hyped up all the time.
Fucking raging, man.
Fuck that, dude. He was in Williston last year sometime. They were filming something around the area. I don't know what movie. I have to look it up. But some stunt went wrong when he was supposed to go through that breakaway glass.
Yes, and it wasn't breakaway glass, right?
Right, and he cut his head, like, wide open. Had to have fucking staples. Like, that made me laugh, too.
That's what he gets for swearing in front of kids.
Cocksucker.
That would have been funny even if he was swearing in front of kids. That would have been hilarious.
I want to find out what movie that was. And just watch the scene over and over of him just getting his head pushed through a window or something.
Basically my sports news.
He only likes some sports, don't like them all. Rather watch hockey than basketball. Thinks the Super Bowl ain't super great and only likes soccer when they yell and go. It's sports with Cole. Don't shit your shorts. It's just Cole on sports.
Golf is not a sport. Biatch.
Okay, so Taylor, you go to baseball, right?
Go to baseball?
I'd love to go to a Larks game if they would fucking have tickets once in a while!
Jesus.
Would you explain to Elijah, like, after strikeout, the sign that they put up in the outfield? Okay, no, they don't put up the middle finger. In the outfield,
I have no idea.
On the outer wall, uh-huh. When the pitcher strikes somebody out, they put a K up on a sign that says K, right?
Right, they're sponsored by Kellogg's.
No, they're not.
Okay.
KY, Joey.
Yeah, they're sponsored by KY because baseball players need some lube for their ass. But anyway, so they put up
a nice one.
After every time they strike a dude out, the pitcher gets a strikeout, they put up a K in the outfield, right?
Okay.
So this girl goes to a fucking Atlanta Braves game in their brand new stadium the other day, and she sees out in the outfield, she sees there's three K's up because there was three strikeouts, and she fucking takes a picture of it and she tweets about how she's so upset that the Atlanta Braves got this KKK sign up and all this shit, and it's horrible. And people start tweeting her back. They're trying to explain to her, like, hey, you know, like, there, it's not a racist thing. It's just because there was a strikeout. They put the K up.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, that's dumb. The Major League Baseball should change that. And it's like, you're a 23-year-old fucking pussy idiot girl, you know, like...
Well,
fucking
my question,
your badge is all.
How do you
is
really
she not
feel?
With anybody that like can explain
something to her? Well,
that's the
thing. People were trying to explain to her over, and one dude he tweets
but you
at
think
her
before she even tweet like the guy next to her
can you
maybe
believe
or
this? Can you right. believe this that they would put this up? And then he'd be like, "Bitch,
no." One dude, one dude idiot. Tweets to her. He's like, "Look, I'm black, and that really doesn't actually offend me." She goes, "I care for your race more than you do."
Wow.
What a piece of shit, man.
I gotta love it.
People are dumb.
People are dumb.
But anyway, so fuck that girl.
Fuck her.
And that's basically it for sports.
The KKK. It's taking over baseball. Cool. Look out.
Yes, sir. We promised you a great main event here tonight.
Hey, Lassie. Pick up
Captain. WrestleMania.
WrestleMania is running west.
Running wild.
By the time this thing airs, we're going to have watched Great Balls of Fire. But before that even happened, you're going to like this one, Elijah. They exchanged titles at a dark show, meaning it wasn't televised. They exchanged a bigger title, too, I'd say.
Yeah,
so it would have been like a show like we went to.
Right.
Cool. Yeah, like the one with the Civic Center.
What city?
It was New York at the
Madison
Square Garden.
Stadium.
They have wrestling there? I thought Billy Joel owns that place. He's there nonstop now. He just plays that, sells out every fucking night.
You're thinking of Neil Diamond in the Garden?
Nope.
Okay.
Billy Joel sucks.
Yeah, so AJ Styles took off the U.S. title off my boy, Kevin Owens, unfortunately. But I don't know. You think it's because of an injury?
I don't know. I do.
I think it's because they're trying to legitimize the house shows, make it worthwhile to show up. You never know,
right?
If a title's going to change now,
you.
That's and they said they said it had been 5 years since that's happened, and I'm not sure what the last title was. I haven't listened to that.
I think the last time was a tag team match, but I don't know who.
Probably who the Usos.
So, do they still record them and show footage
I've seen
of it or
YouTube
not?
Footage or like. I've seen somebody took YouTube footage on their phone, but next to the ring, there was two camera guys walking around the outside of the ring, so I'm sure they recorded that match.
But you remember when?
But nothing else.
But you remember when we went though? They had the cameras there for the people entering the ring,
right?
And stuff,
right.
So
yeah.
Maybe that's what it was. But I don't know. Can you imagine the people in there losing their shit? Because most everybody's showing up there. Yeah, they're going to have a fun match and blah, blah, blah. And then that actually happens.
It's AJ Styles versus Kevin Owens, so they're probably already hyped because it's two of the fucking awesome dudes going up. And then there's an actual title change. Yeah, they probably fucking lost their shit.
Yeah, 5,000 people just...
5,000?
I don't know. What's Madison Square Garden?
It's a lot more than 5,000.
What's the capacity of Madison Square Garden?
The Civic Center can hold more than 5,000.
Well, you know.
Okay, I found this on the web.
19,000.
What do you think 19,000 people went?
Yes.
No.
It's in New York.
You guys are crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe. It's cool, though.
It's a huge ass city, though. It wouldn't be hard to sell it out.
It's wrestling.
It's not the Knicks.
It's not Billy Joel.
It's not Billy Joel.
Man, fuck Billy Joel. That guy's a bigger drunk than we are.
Have you ever heard a song, Only the Good Die Young, Cole?
It sucks.
It does not suck. But
What's that one, Piano Man? Man, that song is goddamn annoying. Sing us a song, you're the Piano Man. fuck you, just
holy
shut
shit,
up.
I just thought Billy Joel was here right now.
It's because of the haircut.
Dude, between your Billy Joel and your Seinfeld?
Yeah. I wasn't trying for stuff. Billy Joel. I was trying with the Seinfeld one. It didn't work out very well.
I thought it was great. Oh, God.
So, let's do some dead motherfuckers.
Oh, okay. I got it. I got it.
Are we just going to sit here and
listen
to this?
So why are we playing this song?
For the dead motherfuckers.
Yeah, why are we playing this song?
Because they're going to go, it's where they're going to go when they die, Cole.
Ah, okay, good one.
It wasn't a joke.
So Gene Connolly is dead. He is one of two people to win championships in two different major sports. He won the World Series in 1957 with the Milwaukee Braves, and he won three NBA championships playing for the Boston Celtics. So he won an NBA championship three times, and he won the fucking World Series once. So
that's pretty impressive.
Yeah,
yeah.
And he's one of only two people to ever do that. So that's like pretty fucking. That's good.
It's like an EGOT, but for sports.
An EGOT? What the fuck's an EGOT?
An Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a tranny.
You guys
or a what?
Dumb.
What's the
Wait, think about this, Cole. From now on, instead of like explaining what these people do, just do what you said. Who'd you say? Who was it that died?
Gene Connolly. Fucking dead.
Next one.
Nelson Ellis is fucking dead.
Who's this?
I don't know him. He was an actor, but I figure that people who listen to us might know him.
Oh, the guy from True Blood.
He was on True Blood. He played this fucking guy, Lafayette Reynolds, and he got an Emmy for it. He was only 39 years old.
He played this fucking
dude,
guy.
Dude, I like that guy.
Yeah, well, he's dead.
From what?
Heart failure.
Damn.
So his blood wasn't fucking working right.
Yeah, I like that guy. I like the show. Most of the time.
Yeah.
But yeah, he was.
He was in like a whole bunch of shit, but I never seen none of it. So. Joan B. Lee, Stan Lee's wife, died of a stroke at 93 years old.
That's sad, man.
I was betting on him going before her.
Right.
But
you know
wrong.
He's going to go.
He's going to be going.
Pretty soon, within the year. I mean, if you. Still lose somebody like that. Yeah.
Statistics.
Yep. Did she ever appear in a cameo with Stan Lee?
Yeah, she was in something or other for like a minute in cameo, but I didn't care. What I wrote down for her acting credits was she was Madame Web on Spider-Man the Animated Series.
Really?
She was the voice of Madame Web. Stan Lee credits her with inspiring him to create the Fantastic Four. He was going to quit writing comics, and she told him to write one more that he was proud of, and that's what he wrote. But Stan Lee makes shit up all the fucking time, so I don't know if I believe him. Like, you ask, like, if you see
fucking
an interview
yeah.
with him, and somebody asks him a question, and then you see an interview with him, like, 5 years later, and they ask him the same question, it's two completely different answers. Like, Stan Lee's lost his fucking mind, dude.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Well, she's 93. What is he?
He's got to be about the same.
How old is Stan Lee?
Who fucking cares? Stop asking your phone shit.
I care. That's why I asked.
There's no one in my contacts matching Stan Lee.
Yeah, he's on the brink of death. So that's about it for dead motherfuckers. So.
Wow.
Oh, Ronald D. Thuey.
Thuey. You don't have a lisp.
T-H-U-E.
You don't have a lisp.
Right. It's not Thuey. It's Thuey.
Thuey.
Yeah, Ronald D. Thuey died at fucking 85. Good riddance, motherfucker, you piece of shit.
Who is this guy?
He's my 8th grade history teacher. Oh, he fucking shit, sucks. Yeah. He's a dickbag, and now he's dead. So, you know what? Fuck him.
Well, did he go painfully?
I hope.
Okay, there we are. So, trailers! No, TV!
Go ahead, what do we got? God damn, I'm just gonna sing this song.
Living in the world today takes everything you got.
We were terrible. Like, that's the worst barbershop
quartet. That was the best harmonizing we've done ever. It was still pretty ridiculous. So, TV. Oh, first of all, Donald Logue, the dude who plays, you know, Harvey Bullock, his daughter went missing a week ago.
Yeah, I
saw that. Oh, yeah, that's so fucked up.
She's back, so okay. She's safe and not dead.
She ran away or what?
I don't know. He didn't really put out a lot of details, but... So, everybody knows
your name. I'm glad she's okay.
And they're always glad you can.
In her butt.
Do we have to do TV? Can we just sing? Can we just sing along?
Hey, Preacher was on, and everybody came over for Preacher last week. That was special.
Hey, we were.
Are
friends.
We doing that again tomorrow?
Sure, why not?
Yeah, it's on Mondays. I keep forgetting.
Oh,
I
was thinking of something. Yeah, we could totally watch it tomorrow. But last week's Preacher was it kind of lulled a little bit. They started off with like a butt in your face, just the crap. Hitting you right in the face.
Okay, sure.
And then it sort of tapered off a little bit. They kind of slowed it down a little bit, kind of pulling the reins back.
Right.
For this week, but
and it looks like hell is broken. Somehow.
It looks like hell is broken. Yes.
Yeah, that is kind of fucked up.
Yeah, there was the weird thing where God was apparently a furry.
Yeah. He.
our space.
It's. It looked like it was Hell in a Cell.
Hell in a Cell.
That's a wrestling joke.
That's a good one. I'm glad you know what that is.
Sort of. So as far as other TV shit goes, this came out like 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
It's a Netflix show called Glow.
I saw it.
It's about the gorgeous ladies of wrestling. That was an actual thing in the 80s. That it went for like 5 or 6 seasons. This fucking show is awesome.
No, is it?
This show is good enough where I actually don't hate looking at Marc Maron in his stupid fucking whiny face.
Uh-huh.
Marc Maron. You like Marc Maron?
No, I don't like Marc Maron. He's like a vagina. That's what he is. He's a whiny little bitch.
But he was pretty goddamn
awesome in this. He did great in it. Everybody was awesome in it.
So, how many episodes are we at with this?
There was, I think, 9 or 10.
You're done with it already?
Yeah, I'm done with it already. Wow. I got drunk and binged that shit. It was awesome.
Do you remember any of it?
Yeah, all of
it.
All he knew is Marc Maron wasn't a bitch, so that's good.
Allison Brie from Community, she's in that. Yeah.
Oh, so it's about wrestling then.
It's about
this
wrestling.
This sounds really good, actually.
It's really good. The first episode, I really didn't like the main character. I thought she was annoying as shit.
Mm-hmm.
But like later on, you start liking people you shouldn't like, and you start hating people you should like. It's fucked up, and it messes with your head, and it's great. I really like the show. Check it out.
Okay.
Let's go to the movies. Let's go see some stars. Welcome to this Grand Delusion, podcasters with some delusion. Hey, it's Taylor's Movie Reviews.
Don't you mute me.
I didn't. Hey, guess what? MoviePass fucked me over yet again.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so I tried to check into Spider-Man Homecoming and said, you have already seen this movie.
What?
And I said, have I seen this movie? Huh. God damn it. So I have to go through this thing, submission process, but whatever. But before we, before I went to Spider-Man Homecoming,
what the fuck is going on? Like I heard you say "ow" and shit.
A mosquito bite, and the scab ripped off, and it's bleeding now.
Put on a goddamn bandaid.
I do. It's this orange napkin.
Some dirty napkin.
So Cole and I went to Baby Driver.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. You guys called me, and I'm poor. I'm a poor person.
Sure.
So I couldn't go because I was saving my money for Spider-Man.
That's actually not a bad trade-off because this movie...
Wait.
Okay, go ahead.
Anthony Bourdain, he has a review. Oh, and his review was
Fuck Baby Driver.
What?
And then
the guy who's a chef?
No, don't call Anthony Bourdain a fucking chef. Have you seen this piece of shit ever cook anything?
He bitches about
food. Have you ever seen him cook anything?
Nope.
No, he's just a fucking dude who like fucking complains and tells people what to do.
Well, that's because he's complaining about worms and shit that people eat in other countries.
Yeah, this guy's
beetles.
A fucking idiot.
What?
But anyway,
well, he goes around the country and he's
that's
like...
Andrew Zimmern.
Yeah, that's Andrew Zimmern. Oh. That guy's awesome.
Okay.
Yeah, he is cool.
Different director name, not the Baby Driver director, but a different one called Ava DuVernay. She responded saying, "You don't have to like it, but have some respect for the artist who made it. You're better than this. Critiques don't have to be cruel."
Right.
I get what she's saying.
Yeah.
But I also get what he's saying, because fuck
Why?
Baby Driver.
What? I've been wanting to see this movie.
Dude, okay.
It looks pretty awesome.
Here's the thing, right? I the longer I thought about it, the more I kind of like it in hindsight. But I gave zero shits about anybody in the fucking movie.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, it's the whole movie is all
Flash.
Style.
Yeah.
It's all style. Okay. And no substance. Like,
okay.
You don't fucking care about the main character. You uh-huh. don't care about the girl. You don't care about
Is Baby
anybody.
Driver the main character?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is his name Baby?
Yeah.
Does he get put in a corner?
He does not get put in a corner.
He should have, though.
He's, yeah, kind of should have
you
been
know what's
put
interesting,
in
though, is they sort of played it off like he's got this Kevin Spacey.
He's got tinnitus.
He's got a hum in the drum. But you don't really – like, that wasn't even that big of an issue.
No.
Like, they made it seem like it was, but it really wasn't.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Like, he's got tinnitus, but and that's why he wears headphones all the time.
Okay.
I think it was just a way, an excuse to make him look like he's a cool dude.
And he doesn't give a fuck. Baby Driver doesn't give a fuck.
All right, now is there a lot of music throughout the
there
movie?
Is there is a shit ton of music, and it's a good soundtrack. Everybody acted, all the actors did well. It's just you don't give a fuck about, except for the one named Buddy and his girlfriend.
No. I was thinking about, you said, why did Jamie Foxx replace that guy?
Wait, I was getting to that.
Okay.
So John Bernthal, the dude, he's the Punisher. He plays Shane in The Walking Dead.
Yep,
he's in it,
love
right?
Him.
He's in.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He's in it in, like, the first couple of scenes, and he's awesome, right? And then, like... Then he's gone, and he's replaced with Jamie Foxx, and there's no reason to replace him. Because you could have just picked Jamie Foxx, or you could have picked John Bernthal, because they're the exact same fucking character.
Right.
There is no difference between the characters that they play, except for one is black and one is white.
Okay, so how was John Bernthal?
Oh, he was awesome. He's always awesome.
Yeah, okay.
Jamie Foxx was awesome. Everybody was awesome in the movie, except for the dude and... Buddy and Buddy's girlfriend.
You didn't like John Hamm?
No, not really.
I like their characters.
Wait.
I thought he was gay throughout the whole movie. I thought he was going to come out at some point, and it never happened. I was like, this is a letdown.
I really wish he was gay.
Like, he's always just like fucking sharing headphones with the main character, with Baby, and like, I don't know, getting too close. It was really fucking weird.
That was Kevin Spacey.
He was awesome.
Kevin Spacey was awesome.
Shit,
he's basically playing that dude that you like from House of Cards. He's basically playing Frank Underwood, but without the Southern accent.
Okay.
Dude, he's great.
Oh, he's awesome. He really is fantastic. But
the main character and the main character's girlfriend were probably the weak parts of the movie.
Huh.
Well, and then there was like this whole thing where there was like this sort of mysterious like subplot kind of thing going on with Baby. It's like what's going on? Because his mom was a singer, and you thought maybe there was some sort of connection with him and Kevin
you
Spacey.
You thought so? I didn't.
But yeah, I don't know.
But they really didn't delve into the backstory. It was basically like watching The Transporter or The Fast and the Furious with better car scenes and worse plot.
Okay.
It had worse plot than the Fast and the Furious movies.
It definitely fizzled out at the end. It was just sort of...
Yeah, I cared more about what happened to the people in The Transporter than I cared about anybody in this movie.
Wow,
seriously,
that's too bad.
The ending could have been the fucking world blows up in a nuke, and I'd have been like, okay, fine,
that's
whatever.
Fine. Agreed. So
I'm not going to go see it.
Definitely
now.
Don't see it.
Oh, go see it on Netflix. Do not go spend $10 to see it in the theater.
$10? It was like... It's up there now. $10.75 maybe? Isn't that what it is?
I don't know. Yeah, don't go pay those kind of prices. So, but when it comes on Netflix, if you want to look at something that looks really cool, there you go. You want to hear some good songs, there you go. But it's basically
I was expecting kind of the intensity of Drive with Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, that was a pretty cool movie.
Like how that movie was shot and how it was, I was expecting that kind of a movie, and it wasn't.
I think that's what I was thinking.
I think it was kind of like an hour and a half, or 2 hour long fucking music video, basically, is what it was.
I'll give it like 3 points out of 5, but I don't know if I'd go any
further. I'd give it
like
a 2.5, because we're doing 5. It's like it's average. It's totally average. It's a middle of the road movie.
Which is kind of disappointing. I was hoping for a little more, but.
It's got a pretty high rating, 8.4 on IMDb, which is crazy high.
Look up that movie, American Ultra.
Okay.
That just came out on Hulu not too long ago,
okay,
a couple months ago, and I just watched it last week. I think that's got a shitty rating on IMDb.
Yeah, I know this movie.
It's got a better...
6.1.
It's got a shittier rating than Baby Driver. Right. It's a much better movie. I gave more of a shit about everybody in that movie.
Even that Jesse Eisenberg guy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like him or Kristen
Stewart.
She was actually good in that.
And you know what? They were both fucking awesome.
That's right. She was funny. She was, she actually had some sort of charisma.
Yeah.
But she plays a...
Yeah,
in
really?
Movie, well, a little bit. Like, she plays such a dull fucking hag in, like, every movie.
Yeah, she was pretty cool in this movie.
Fucking
though.
Hag. Yeah. Hey, speaking of movies that got overrated, let's talk about Spider-Man Homecoming.
Overrated, huh?
Ooh. People are going to shit on me for that. I know it.
All right.
Fuck those people. I haven't even seen it. Fuck those people. Okay. Let's hear your shit. I want
to
hear
it. Okay, so I go to this movie.
Okay. I went.
I was expecting. Did you go to the Dirt Mall?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, we have the bucket, so.
Hey, did you take
to.
Your son? I'm talking to Taylor, not Elijah.
Robbie? Who did we go? I went with Robbie and Austin. Those two are fucking downers, man.
Oh, yeah?
Fucking downers. They fucking hated it. I wouldn't say I hated it, but to me, I walked out of it just sort of,
yeah.
I don't know about you. I mean, it was definitely the best of the Spider-Man movies.
I'm not sure. It was good. It was pretty good for a Spider-Man movie. I like
Tom Holland. Like, I like that kid of Spider-Man. Yep. He's very good. But to me, it all, and you probably liked it more than me just because, you know, kind of circles back to the whole, like, CW thing where it's just really hard for me. And this isn't a bad thing, don't get me wrong, but it's just really hard for me to relate to the teenagers. You know, it's like, I don't really relate to you. I don't give a fuck about your homecoming and about your fucking decathlon and high school bullshit. So, for me, that...
There's an actual homecoming.
So,
that's why it's called homecoming.
Oh, my God.
Because I was like...
stupid.
Because I thought about that yesterday. I was like, oh, this was called homecoming because of... Because
there's an actual dance in the fucking movie.
Do you think Robert Downey Jr. really wanted to be there?
I don't think he wants to do this anymore, for sure. He was definitely in it a lot more than he should have been.
I think you're right. And it just, his performance.
I know they showed him a bunch in the trailer. And there was that one scene, the last scene in the trailer when it shows like Iron Man flying and Spider-Man swinging next to him. Not in the movie.
We should sue. Yeah, I totally forgot about that.
Yeah.
And that sort of implied that they would be fighting side by side, and they did not.
So I'm either under the impression that like they're going to kill him off, or he wants to be killed off in Infinity War.
Sure, that makes sense.
And it might be cool. But
now, to me, too, like at the end, I'm not giving too much away here, Cole, but at the end, they totally...
really no spoilers with this movie. There isn't anything... Like, it's, you know, he fights a bad guy and then
wins. I did get swerved once in the movie.
Can you tell him in fucking private? Because they haven't
Jesus Christ, Cole. You got to stay up on this stuff. But anyway.
I had to work every night except for the night that I hung out with you, asshole.
Well, you should have come. But anyway, but it, to me at the end, it sort of seemed like that, you know, when he's like, hey, you can come and do this with us, you know, be an Avenger. And he's like, I'm going to do my own thing. To me, that's like splitting. It's like, I'm sure he's going to be in Infinity War, but I don't think there's going to be any more MCU stuff in Spider-Man.
I'm fine with that. Like, bring him in, introduce him. I'm glad Kevin, I don't know if it's Feige or... Whatever, however you say his name.
Faggy.
I think that is, actually. But, yeah, it was very good. Close to the comic. Like, every time they do a Spider-Man, they're trying to be like, oh, we're being close to the comic book. But there was one thing that bugged me, and this is not a spoiler. was the one girl, Michelle something.
MJ.
Yeah, and then she's like, oh, friends call me MJ. She said that at the end. I'm like, wait, that's supposed to be Mary Jane, but it's Michelle something? That didn't make any sense.
It didn't. Keaton, though, he fucking knocked this out of the park.
Keaton is fucking awesome. He was Batman, he was Birdman, and now he's Vulture.
Fuck yeah. He was great. He was the saving grace for this movie. If it didn't have Michael Keaton in it, I don't know.
Right.
I really don't know. And that whole dynamic was really, really cool.
And we all kind of thought, like, Shocker was going to be, like, another second villain that we're going to see, like, really more of in the movie.
No.
Like, they're kind of hiding him in the trailer. No.
And that's fine. Like, I think they've learned their lesson about doing too much goddamn shit in one fucking movie, you know?
Right.
It's like, just, you don't have to put 20 villains in a fucking movie. Just one is fine. One
is fine.
One is great.
And it pretty much was one. Yeah, three. What's his name? He was only in it for one scene.
Scorpion.
Donald.
Yeah, Donald Glover.
Donald Glover.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Definitely like to see more of him. I think he plays, possibly, he could be the Prowler, I think. But I'm not sure. Prowler is kind of not a major character in Spider-Man, but...
Ooh, I got another thing for you.
Sort of vigilante.
Who's his big villain? Flash. Not Flash, but his high school nemesis.
Flash Thompson.
Flash Thompson.
Right, so what did you think about Flash being a fucking nerd with him? That was fucking weird.
He was like a dick nerd. Like, Flash Thompson in the comics is like the kind of jock, bully. Pretty standard. Actually, I could have just said jock. And... what happened here?
Nothing. Keep going.
Okay. On this, he was a nerd, but like either jealous or just fucking hated Peter Parker for absolutely no reason. And he was just a cocksucker. Thurston did not care for the character or actor. I don't know.
For Flash?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It was so weird to me. It's like, How's he a dick nerd? That didn't make much sense to me, but...
But some of the highlights...
Well, you seem to pull it off just fine.
I think we're just some of the action, the way Spider-Man moves.
Captain America was great. Like, his little, what was he like, talking about?
I remember hearing before that, like, Chris Evans and Robert Downey were going to be in this movie.
Sure.
And then, like, you never saw anything of Captain America in the trailer... So
it was great. I love what the fuck is his Hannibal the comedian Hannibal Burgess?
Yeah,
and he was a gym coach. And he's pretty sure he's a what do you say, a fugitive or something like that. When they were showing the Captain America stuff, that was fantastic.
Yeah, I like him.
Some pretty funny parts, but to me it was just the movie itself. Like Cole said with Baby Driver, it didn't relate to me, but. You're gonna like this. So there's these kids in the line behind me, and they're like, "Hey, did you like the original Spider-Man?" I'm like, "Yeah, Tobey Maguire was all right." And then he's like,
"Spider-Man 2 is a great film.
It is. But it's funny because I was like, "Well," and they're like, "No, the one with Andrew Garfield."
Oh,
and I was like, "What? The original?"
See, that's...
But and I said, "How old are you?" He's like, "Oh, 15." I'm like, "You weren't even born when this the first one came out." Jesus Christ, I'm fucking old.
That would be weird. Thurston is, he's all in still on Amazing Spider-Man, so Andrew is his Spider-Man, as I think Michael Keaton is my Batman, in a way.
He is.
Fuck Michael
Keaton. Oh, fuck you, Cole. Michael Keaton is Batman.
And Prince is awesome.
Yeah!
Fuck
Prince.
Fuck that dead bastard.
Oh, man.
We can play
that
one.
Purple dead bitch.
You're gonna be in hell in a cage. Pretty soon, buddy.
Hell in a cage.
Hell in a cell.
Hell in a cell.
We got a Taylor's 10?
Sure. I'll look one up.
Fuck off. I'm going to bitch real quick. This fucking drought is the worst.
It is the worst.
Dude, there's not any fucking living grass on my block, and my goddamn rabbits are not fucking coming by my house no more.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and I think Cat got one of them the other day. There was a cat out, and... He started chasing after one of the rabbits, and I threw a rock at him, and he ran away.
It is weird. I have seen more rabbits out lately.
Yeah.
Just around, like, neighborhoods. I wonder if they're just scouting for fucking...
They're looking for fucking food, man. Right. Everything's
dead. Why didn't you just water your fucking lawns?
Because it costs money, and there's fucking drought, dude.
Oh, right. Okay. And we got the whole
I don't think there's a water restriction.
Underground system. No, but like you have to have that shit blown out like before winter every year. And that costs money.
Yeah.
So
you guys have that?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, we got a sprinkler system.
I did not know that.
I would turn it on all the time and just sit on one of them and laugh.
You sit on it.
I would sit on it. Yeah.
Right up the asshole.
Right up the bung.
Oh, it'd be so refreshing right now.
Hey, what the fuck is ValleyCon?
Whoops. I don't know.
I'll do a top 10.
I know there's a something called ValleyCon in like Fargo or Moorhead.
Yes, it's the
October 20th and 22nd.
Are we going? We should go because the guy from Stargate's going to be there.
I don't ever watch Stargate. Neither have I. Seen a picture
we'll
of that
get him
dude
on the fucking podcast.
Fuck that.
Kurt Russell?
No, not that. The TV show Stargate. Oh. Fuck that.
I don't know.
I don't think.
Wait, didn't that
go.
Guy play MacGyver?
No, not that
he's
guy.
He's like a black guy, I think.
Oh.
It's like a minor character.
He's got like a third eye, right?
I don't know. He's got a brown eye. It's his butthole.
His butthole.
I got three brown eyes.
Sweet.
All right, moving on.
I don't give a fuck about what you think. It's Taylor's 10.
Well, shit. I'm just going to read a list here. I think, remember last year we had a little episode called Welcome to the Shitcast.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of what today is. Shitcast part two. Shitcast the sequel.
So I'm going to refresh your guys' memory on the top 10 90s hotties.
Fuck that. I'm out. Let's stop doing the podcast.
Yeah, I don't see any here. We could finish up here, though. I thought you had a final word.
I did. I was talking about the goddamn rabbits aren't at my house no more, and it's pissing me off.
You know what sucks? You know what really sucks? Is that last night when we were at, I was so cool about this, there was this guy that came by our table. He was our waiter, and he had this really cool Thor tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
So we got talking about Thor and how he really likes Thor, and we talked a little bit about Spider-Man. And at the end of the night, at the end of our meal, I handed him one of our cards. He's like, this is great because I just finished this podcast and they quit, recording, and now this is something else to look forward to. So this is his first first episode to listen to.
You know,
and it fucking sucks.
Dude. A wise man once said, "Every podcast is somebody's first podcast."
Is this our first podcast?
This is like our 57th one, and we still suck at it.
For somebody to listen to, is somebody's first.
If we go back,
I think it was Stanley who once said, actually, every comic book is somebody's first comic book.
What if somebody said, hey, what episode should I listen to? Which episode would you say, this is actually one of our better episodes, take a listen?
I'd probably turn them on to a different podcast, actually. And say, listen to this.
Have you ever listened to The Dollop? That's a really great.
No,
don't be advertising other podcasts, even if I really like them.
It's a really great podcast.
It's fucking hilarious.
But, I don't know. I'd probably say go listen to one of our comedy specials because those just the shit went off the rails.
Fuck.
And Cole got a new haircut.
I did get a new
haircut.
And
his mom called him Hitler.
Yeah. Yep. I got a mohawk, so I guess I look like Hitler.
It's not a mohawk. You just shave the sides.
I do if I stick it up, but right. I didn't stick it up because I don't care very much. I don't want to go fucking doing my hair. It's too goddamn hot out. It's going to look like shit by the end of the day anyhow.
Right. The Jew in me actually fears you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Just with that haircut. And then you shaved your head like
completely.
A month ago. So
you know
I think
many
it's
people,
my turn.
You know how many people said... Nazi, or like they did some Heil Hitler bullshit. I'm like, go
see,
fuck
you got
yourselves.
The shaved head, he's got the Hitler haircut. What am I gonna do?
The mustache, do the Hitler mustache,
okay? And then the three of us will change Comic Con Koozie to all K's.
Fuck you guys, God, you guys are awful.
Shit.
All right,
and we didn't even drink tonight. God damn it. Hey, wait, next week, we are all drinking.
For what?
We are because I'm gonna make up the shots.
Oh my god!
We are going to have.
Hey, put a little thought into them before you do that. Okay?
Wait, so you didn't like the high C with the
straight up Everclear or whatever it was?
No, that was bad.
It was awful.
Fucking disgusting.
And the one that looked really good, the green one.
That was the one, I think. Or maybe
that was the one.
Oh, okay.
The red one looked really good too, and it was fucking awful.
None of them are good.
And the brown one looked like shit, and it was still the best.
I don't know. That was fucked up.
Yeah, that's true.
I think that one. Oh, that was Peppermint and Jägermeister.
Peppermint and Jägermeister. That's a great combo. That's what you want. Licorice and fucking peppermint.
You're a real sack of shit sometimes, Taylor.
So what are we celebrating next week?
Next week is our 58th episode. So
okay.
So we're celebrating that it's Sunday.
Woo! Sounds good to me. Yeah, next week we'll have the trailer park. What do you call it?
Countdown to Comic-Con.
And that, yep.
Why did you bring that up?
I can't believe it hasn't happened yet.
I news for it, and I just haven't put them down on anything. It's on my tablet, which
that's
I didn't
like
bring.
2 weeks away, 3 weeks away.
Yeah, it's getting up there. So
crazy.
And you guys hate the song so much.
I don't hate it.
I'm trying to combine everything into one.
Countdown to Comic-Con.
All right, for Comic-Con Koozie, I'm Cole Wise.
I'm Elijah Kirby.
And that guy is... Taylor Billy!
The T-800 Terminator.
R2-D2. Taylor Billings.
C-3PO. And Taylor Billings. Top 10, right there. That's the top 10...
douchebag list.
No, the top 10 douchebags would be... this one here.
Ronald D. Thuey.
Richard Nixon.